This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV program for Wednesday, the 10th of July, middle of the week, end of the first third of the month of July. It's happy summertime, summertime. I hope you're enjoying your summer so far, weather-wise and otherwise. We're here to help you enjoy and to penetrate into your mind a little bit here and there. Jennifer Horn, good at that. Victoria Keelan, good at that. Kara Schillen, good. We're all hopefully good at what we do, and that's why we are here. So I guess, Jennifer, we ought to start. This is a program that celebrates the living, but maybe we can celebrate a couple of dead people as well. So the passing of Ross Perot has a lot of people thinking back to that thrilling day or in yesteryear when we actually had a third-party candidate who got someplace.
Yeah, he did well. 19% of the vote, which made him pretty darn successful. And he did pass away at the age of 89 in Texas, his home state. He was battling leukemia. He had been battling this cancer for about 5 months, but he did get to celebrate his birthday. His birthday was just a few weeks ago at the end of June, and got to celebrate with his family. And he was known to be not only a billionaire philanthropist, but also a huge patriot. And, of course, a businessman. He was really the epitome of the American dream. He started out delivering newspapers off the back of a horse and built a whole life for himself, his family, and the many people that worked for Ross Perot. And even so much as one of the most interesting stories about him, he had a couple of employees who became hostages in Iran, and he actually went through and arranged their rescue. He worked with a retired military person and actually helped coordinate these at people's return home. So really interesting and colorful life of Ross Perot.
Ever any controversy about him? You know, you hear all these things about people.
Yeah, people said he was crazy
lately.
Remember?
Yeah, but I'm talking about scurrilous things, the crazy
scandals.
Yeah, right.
There were a lot of people who thought he was a nut because of the way he spoke. He was really. Sure. I made the correlation yesterday, and I actually still stand by it. I think he really kind of tapped into what Trump was really able to articulate to people. It was a form of populism that Ross Perot had his finger on. He had excitement. The people behind him thought that he was different, that he would go into politics and shake things up, and that's what they liked about him. I know certainly my grandfather, the great Bunky Horn, was a huge fan of Ross Perot, much to the chagrin of all my family.
I voted for him. Yeah.
But he was definitely called crazy. And even remember, he dropped out of the race and then came back into the race because he thought his family was being threatened. So there was some stuff, but it just added to the colorful nature of who he was.
Also, the passing of Rip Torn. How many people remember him? Kind of a zany character. Who was on mostly game shows and stuff. I mean, he was one of those sort of almost false celebrities because he didn't really have any celebrity. He became a celebrity by declaring, "I'm a celebrity," and kind of got away with it for a long time in his career.
Well, he won an Emmy Award, and he was in Men in Black. And
yeah, but he was
on the Larry Sanders show. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had 200 credits to his name, so, and a 7-decade career in film and TV and theater, so, yeah.
I think he was more a theater. Wasn't he more of a theater person than,
I've seen him in a ton of movies, so
yeah, have you?
I don't, yeah. I mean, he definitely, he won a Tony Award in
1960. Hold on a second. No, wait a minute. I did the other Rip. Who's the other, that guy that was on
TV? There's another one?
Van Winkle?
No.
It's the only one I know.
No, Rip Torn is, I'm very sorry, this is not the same one. Rip Torn is a character actor. He was on Larry Sanders. He was a very well-known, yes, this is not the guy I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Rip Taylor or somebody. There is a, has a blonde head of hair and is on lots of game shows. Not the same Rip. at all. Come on, I'm not all by myself here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I see there is a Rip Taylor who was an actor and comedian, but I've never heard of him before and never seen his face.
That's the person I was thinking of. I confused him with Rip Torn. Rip Torn was a fabulous actor, in fact. I think he was one of those guys who could play almost any role.
Generations, because he was the guy in the wheelchair who was the coach in the movie Dodgeball, which I don't know if you've ever seen seen that movie before, but it was kind of iconic for anyone who is like my generation, and he had a really iconic line. And so I think people will.
Well, I'm looking at something. Will Smith is talking about him because he was in Men in Black. Mm-hmm. How he liked working with him. Most everybody that worked with him liked him. But he was very good on the Larry Sanders Show. He really, but he played all kinds of different roles, serious roles as a politician, and
it is really funny, though, that we started out basically disparaging him and his entire career.
Thinking about somebody else. Yeah, right. Rip Torn. Yep, good actor. Very good. So, yeah, I'm not going to. I frustrate myself sometimes when I'm thinking about what it is, how confusing. There's so much information that flies around, and it isn't an excuse. I think sometimes you hear the story of brain farts. I think that's what happens from time to time. Your brain just stops working for a minute. At least mine does. And I know Jennifer's going to say, everybody's getting older. I just think
brain stops working too. It's okay.
I think there's so much stuff going on in our brain. Look at the way we approach our lives in the day. We are looking all over the place all the time. There's nothing that I do in my day that doesn't somehow or other show up in some form on this radio program. And so I'm thinking constantly, whatever my experience is with whatever I'm doing, it ends up having a role in what I talk about on the air. And so you're constantly on the, I like it. There's no complaint here. I love having an active mind, being curious, knowing what's going on in the world. But sometimes it just, something, there's a wire that gets pulled. For me to confuse Rip Torn to Rip Taylor, especially since I've always had great admiration for Rip Torn, where did Rip Taylor come into this? And that's what I asked myself as I'm sitting here thinking. I said, well, that was kind of stupid that you...
Were you watching a game show recently and it triggered you?
I find false celebrity bugs me. There's so many people who claim or want to be these C-level celebrities. I've stopped watching, ABC has a bunch of game shows that are revivals of old game shows from the 50s.
There's so many now. I think they're too many.
They're all over the place. And most of them they supposedly have celebrity panels. Well, I defy you to look at most of the panels, most of the people that are on these shows, and either know who they are or have seen them doing something lately. I saw a Match Game the other night, and the only person I recognized was a guy who's been, and I want to say his name, but I can't remember it. He was in Miami. What was this thing that David Caruso was in? Miami Heat, Miami Cop.
Oh, Rip Taylor. Rip Taylor, right? Kidding.
But even never. David Caruso, though, where's Caruso? No, they pulled him out of the coffin to put him on that show. I mean, come on.
He had a hard time. He had some kind of scandal, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he was very controversial. And that was, but what's the name of that show? Miami something.
I don't remember. I know he was a cop in Miami, but I never watched it.
Blue something. Right.
Anyway, the point I'm making is that his lieutenant, a Spanish surnamed guy who's also in Criminal Minds, was on this panel of supposed celebrities.
I can never play the pyramid with you.
Only one that I recognize.
This Hispanic guy from Criminal Minds that went through Miami.
Oh,
Rip Taylor.
Yeah, that's going to be our go-to answer now. That's our guess.
Okay, enough of you guys. I think it's time for me to do a commercial. What do you say? 15 past the hour on the DJV program. This is something, there's almost a cry for help here in my focus on this fellow, Charlie Pixley, who I remember first interviewing 30 years ago when he was talking basically about the same thing, but he was always worried about whether he was going to get caught for extolling the value and virtue of a product, a drug that was used in Canada and Mexico and elsewhere that was great for treating cancer tumors. And the material that was around showed that how well this stuff worked. And yet we couldn't get it approved in the United States. He was told he couldn't talk about it. He couldn't come on talk shows anymore, couldn't write any more articles and magazines and books. And if you did, we're going to prosecute you and we're going to send you to prison. Well, that's what they did. For telling the story of 714X 30 years ago, he went to prison. And now he's out. He's written a book called Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. In fact, I guess the only thing I would say about 714X, from what I know about, it's a sulfur drug, is that it does a lot of harm to tumors if you have cancer. I can't say that because I haven't done the research, and I can't say, well, I mean, I can say what I'm saying, and this, what I'm telling you to do is if you have a problem with cancer in your family, with friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you're looking for alternatives, this is a book for you to read. That's all. That's what I'm telling you to do. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X is a book written by Charlie Pixley, tells his stories and what this stuff does. Use the DJB code. You get a discount on the cost of the book. It's at 714xbook.com. That's where you want to buy a copy of Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. Order it now at 714xbook.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the ticker tape parade starts this morning in New York. Meanwhile, a senator from West Virginia named Joe Manchin has introduced a bill that would prevent any federal funding for the World Cup until the U.S. Soccer Federation agrees to provide equal pay to the women's team.
Yay!
That's an interesting...
Clap, clap, clap. I love it.
Yeah. Do they have the authority? I mean, they can introduce a bill for anything. I suppose they can, you know, they can...
I think it's going to be uphill.
This.
I think it's hard. I think it's hard to mandate that. Not that it shouldn't
why?
Be done.
No.
Well, I think because you can't...
We can mandate a $15 an hour pay for people. It'll cost 3.5 million jobs in America, because
if the government can control what they give money to, so if they can say, well, we're not going to give Planned Parenthood any money, then how come we can't say we're not going to give FIFA money too?
Yeah.
Because funding program, you could take back funding. Absolutely could be done. You could take back funding and threaten them into it, but to actually have legislation that would mandate a salary, I think that might be a harder push.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's time.
I think the onus is on FIFA here. This is for them to.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Figure
to
out.
To pay up.
Straighten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put up or shut up, as they say. 21 after the hour. We do that all day, every day here on the DJV show.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I say, it's like that I stop breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons, give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons, give me a million reasons, giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons.
Lady Gaga song.
Yeah.
You not hear me?
No.
No.
Oh, I've been talking for a minute.
Wow. Start over then. Wonder. Tell us a story.
I was wondering why the music was so loud, and I said, what's the problem? So there we go.
Anyway, meanwhile, back to Gaga.
This is the same sort of thing that Rihanna did with her award-winning and highly inclusive Fenty Beauty. Gaga's brand encourages the embracement of individuality, expressing it through bold makeup and body art as well. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but at Howe's Laboratories, we say beauty is how you see yourself. She also shared a portrait of herself and her personal reasons for launching this line. Quote, when I was young, I never felt beautiful. And as I struggled to find a sense of both inner and outer beauty, I discovered the power of makeup. I remember watching my mother put on her makeup every morning, basking in the glow of her power to put on her bravest face as the hardworking woman she was. And then I began to experiment with makeup myself as a way to make my dreams come true. Being strong as my mother, I wanted that to become true. It was then that I invented Lady Gaga. I found the superhero within me by looking in the mirror and seeing who I wanted to be. What a great story. Sometimes beauty doesn't come naturally from within, but I'm so grateful that makeup inspired a bravery in me I didn't know I had. I've come to accept that I discovered my beauty by having the ability to invent myself and transform. It said I was just weird, but really I was just born this way. So these House Laboratory products available for pre-order on the 15th of July. All right,
this is going to be a huge hit for her.
Is it?
I know that the beauty industry, it's a crowded space in makeup lines, and Rihanna certainly has managed to set herself aside from everyone else, but I think Gaga's going to do it too.
Really? Okay.
I think that Rihanna has, her stuff is like more normal. It's amazing because it has all different colors and foundation, which a lot of companies were lacking in. But yeah. I think Lady Gaga's is going to be a lot more interesting and artistic, and I'm really interested to see all the colors and stuff that she puts out.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of design, Stella McCartney, who's a fashion designer, has drawn directly on her musical heritage for her new fall menswear and pre-fall womenswear collection. Select pieces of those collections inspired by George Dunning's 68 animated musical The Yellow Submarine, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. The title song, written by McCartney's father, Paul, and John Lennon, was first featured on the Beatles' album Revolver in 66. McCartney has released an 85-piece altogether now collection of apparel and accessories for men, women, for children. The line features the film's psychedelic graphics, including Yellow Submarines and Lucy, as well as song lyrics like All You Need Is Love on a sweater and All Together Now on a jean jacket. Stella says, last summer I went to a screening of Yellow Submarine. Seeing it for the first time since I was young affected me deeply, blew my mind. I started looking at it from a fashion perspective, and so now we have the results. All Together Now, available at StellaMcCartney.com.
Love is all you need. Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now, Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is standing by Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, who, as a Miami federal prosecutor in 2008, was involved in a lenient plea bargain deal for the accused sex trafficker and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Acosta has got to go.
It is now impossible for anyone to have confidence in Secretary Acosta's ability to lead the Department of Labor.
But the man who appointed him, President Trump, told reporters he does have confidence in Acosta.
He's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23, the NASDAQ up 43 points. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And wind it up, 34 at the hour again, Wednesday, the 10th of July, on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen here with a kind of a, when you think right, to the core of traveling, and you think we're in Mercury retrograde. I was planning a trip to some distant, far-off place, and it kind of fell apart. And part of the reason the girls are happy I'm not going, because it was a dangerous, it could have been a dangerous trip. But I didn't go because of what I consider to be Mercury influences.
Well, it's travel and communication.
Communication, yep. Yeah. All right, so what's what was the story with the Delta flight?
Oh, man, this was scary for people on this Delta flight. It was flight 1425, and it was going from Baltimore, from Atlanta to Baltimore, and this happened yesterday. One of the several, actually, of the passengers who were sitting on the wing, this was an MD-88 plane, it's a 32-year-old plane. They looked out the window and saw that the engine was on fire. And that part of the, when you look into an airplane engine, there's sort of like a cone-shaped cap
yes.
type thing. That had become dislodged and was rattling around in the engine as the flames and the sparks were flying out. Smoke apparently filled the cabin. They had to make an emergency landing in North Carolina. Everything was okay. It actually, the pilots were being credited with giving a very smooth landing despite, you know, what could have been potentially disastrous. And but the video, it's not something you want to see when you look out the window of an airplane. And apparently these MD-88s are the oldest airplanes in service. And the plane that they were on was 32 years old. It did have a newer engine, but Delta says that they are getting rid of all of the MD-88s. They're going to be retired by the year by next year, by 2020.
Okay.
And they're kind of known for, you know, they were renamed. Always, they were DCs, and then they got renamed.
Well, they were here's the story behind that story. I'll go back and do my airline stuff that I am known for because I know what I'm talking about. The DC-9 was a plane that was built in the 60s. The DC-9, the Douglas Aircraft Corporation has a storied history. The DC-3 was one of the most important planes to fly in World War II. It was converted to a troop carrier, and also it carried pretty much everything, food supplies and all. It just was a workhorse. And they, after the war, started making commercial airliners. And that was the first, the DC-3, and then there were DC-4, and the DC went all the way through until during the 40s and 50s, when the jet era began. They created this rear-engine plane called the DC-9, and it was a fairly small plane. It had, a capacity of about 110 passengers, maybe. And then they kept stretching it to make it bigger to compete with the Boeing planes. McDonnell Douglas had also the first tri-engine, larger dual-aisle airliner. It was followed by the Lockheed L-1011, which also was a tri-star, and it was a wide-body
plane. I don't even know what that means. We're getting a little in the weeds here. I don't know what you mean by tri-star.
Tri-star means the three engines on the back of it. The 727 had three engines. The DC-10 had three engines, and there were problems with those planes.
Keep crashing the Douglas, in the 80s?
The Douglas versions of them were not great. They weren't great planes. But there were a lot of them made. The DC-9 did not have the same kind of problems that the DC-10 did, but they just kept making them. And so when they changed, because of what you were just talking about, the DC, the image of the DC, they changed it. McDonnell Douglas took over the Douglas Aircraft Company, and it became McDonnell Douglas, or MD. So the MD-80, you're talking about the MD-88, which is a version of the MD-80. It's just a stretched DC-9. And there still are configurations of that plane, the so-called Boeing 717, which is a newer and smaller version, sort of goes back to the same size as the DC-9, used for kind of local hops. Delta bought all of them from TWA when TWA had a ton of them, and so did that was the airline that was in Chicago that was headquartered there. It was a low-price budget operation anyway. So Delta has more of these planes than anybody else. And one of the reasons they haven't gotten rid of them is because they didn't want to buy any of the 737 MAXs, which have, for other airlines, replaced. American still had 100 MD-88s in service, and they were replacing them with the 737 MAXs. Well, that stopped, so American's still running a bunch of MD-88s. They basically, there's none of them in United Fleet doesn't have any, I don't think, left anymore. But you're right, they're an older plane. They were lousy to begin with. They were always uncomfortable, two and three seating. It just was a lousy plane. And noisy, my God, were they. Now, especially if you sat from the middle of the plane to the back of the plane. And so the fact that they're still running them, and I will tell you this, and then you can get the hook out for me. One of the reasons that Delta kept running them as they did, they had an order for a lot of Airbus planes to replace them. And McDonnell Douglas was bought out by Boeing, so Boeing owns McDonnell Douglas. And they said to Boeing, I mean, Boeing said to Delta, you can, if you would keep flying these planes, we'll only charge you $8,000 a month rent for them. The typical payment, lease payment for a new 737 is $250,000 a month. So they could keep flying planes that had basically the same capacity for $8,000 a month. And that's what they did to wait for the MD, or to wait for the new Boeing MAX. Now, they're not taking the MAX, and they don't know what to do. So they just ordered a bunch of planes from Airbus. But, you know, that's not... Airbus can only make so many planes. They just built a plant in, I think, Georgia to build the A320s and 321s because they have so many orders for them in America, but they can't keep up with them. So this is kind of like if you pay attention to the kind of plane that you're going to get on to take a ride, and it says MD-80, probably ought to choose another flight. The same as with the 737 MAXs.
Well, I guess going from Atlanta to Baltimore, it's not that long of a flight.
It's an hour.
They probably just use them on the shorter flights.
Yeah, they do. That's what Americans are doing. Most of the flights around Texas, that's how they're using them. But they still need them. And
well, you know, it's not a great thing, and I do like Delta. That is, Delta and JetBlue are my two favorite airlines. But in 2017, Bloomberg reported that Delta had started a program. They were offering junior pilots a fast-track way to get to captain status if they agreed to fly on routes using the MD-88.
Yeah, then nobody wants to fly them.
No one wants to fly them. That's not good.
Yeah, so the young kids are flying them, and that's also, they're crap. They're not a good plane. Here's something that's not. This is good for you, very good for you. Power swabs whitening your teeth 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. 6 shades in 7 days. Keep working it, and your teeth will be white and beautiful. Pearly white, I believe, is the reference that is made. You got stains on your teeth from drinking coffee or tea or wine or whatever? You don't have a great smile anymore if you have that stuff in your enamel. So what happens with power swabs, it takes the stains away from the enamel. It doesn't eat into the enamel. It saves and protects the enamel. That's what makes it so unique. It's all natural power swabs done from the privacy of your own home. No strips, no trays, no muss, no fuss. Work on it, and you don't have to keep this in your mouth for an hour. A couple of minutes, bingo, bango, and the improvement begins. 2 shades, as I said, whiter in just 5 minutes, and 6 shades in 7 days. Plus, it's an all-natural tool. Call 800-208-1797 for our exclusive offer. Use the DJV code and buy power swabs at half the retail price. Do it now while you're thinking about it. 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Call now and get those white teeth. Leave a great lasting impression with beautiful white teeth. This is the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. All natural power swabs. Get them by calling 800-208-1797 at half price.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. From furniture to business essentials, all at great prices every day. And now, buy one ream of Staples copy paper, get one free. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, N713-19, valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour. It's ice cream month. I love ice cream. You know I love ice cream. You love ice cream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream. July 21st is National Ice Cream Day. But for those who suffer from sensitive teeth, that day may not be that much fun for you. So we've invited Dr. Nancy Rosen, who is a top dentist in New York. She is also connected with the toothpaste Sensodyne. I want to talk about how you can enjoy the day, Dr. Rosen, and still not have to worry about your sensitive gums and that sort of thing. Is it sensitive teeth or sensitive gums that we're talking about?
We're talking about sensitive teeth.
All right.
And, you know, thank you for having me, by the way. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, with cold foods... Trigger, we all have been through this. I think you eat something cold fast and there's a nerve shoot that happens. I think they call, what do they call it, frozen something or other. When you're, right? What's that called when people have the impact of frozen food on their teeth? It's really very uncomfortable.
Well, it's a very uncomfortable nerve pain. So if you have sensitive teeth, everyday foods and drinks can unexpectedly trigger a jolt of nerve pain fast. That tooth pain you feel is typically characterized as short and sharp, and it can also range in severity. Sensitivity can occur while eating or drinking something that's cold, hot, sweet, or sour. But especially with National Ice Cream Day around the corner, the cold ice cream may not be as enjoyable for those who suffer with sensitivity.
Mm-hmm. So in order to get rid of the problem, how do we, is this a permanent fix or is this a topical fix? What are you suggesting here?
You know, let me tell you a little bit why this problem occurs. When tooth enamel wears away, it exposes the soft inner layer of the tooth called dentin. This dentin houses thousands of microscopic channels that run towards the center of the tooth, which is where the nerves live. Certain triggers like ice cream or hot tea can stimulate the nerve, causing tooth sensitivity. Switching to a daily sensitivity toothpaste like Sensodyne Rapid Relief is an easy way to help enjoy the foods and drinks you love with proven sensitivity relief after 3 days of brushing twice a day. Through its unique formulation with stannous fluoride, the toothpaste works by creating a protective layer over your exposed dentin, the sensitive areas of your teeth, to help keep outside triggers from reaching the nerves in your teeth. When it comes to sensitivity pain, speed matters. So when patients come to me expressing concern over sensitive teeth, I always recommend Sensodyne Rapid Relief, which is clinically proven to provide sensitivity relief in 3 days with brushing twice a day. Rapid Relief also leaves your mouth feeling clean, fresh, and protects against cavities. So it's a win-win-win. And since National Ice Cream Day is on Sunday, July 21st, and for those who suffer from sensitive teeth, the holiday might not be so much fun. So if you have sensitive teeth, cold foods can unexpectedly trigger a jolt of nerve pain fast, making enjoying something like ice cream painful and unpleasant. Sensodyne Rapid Relief's clinically proven formula is designed to provide sensitivity relief in just 3 days. So start brushing with Rapid Relief today to celebrate and enjoy your ice cream.
Ice cream. Well, as you said, it works for other things. It could be something hot. We all know that sensation after you put something in your mouth that burns your gums almost. If you have something, food in your mouth that's too hot, it's the same sort of sensitivity. You don't want to feel it whether it's too hot or too cold. So this sounds like an interesting way to relieve the problem. And we all know if we have healthy teeth, we have healthy gums, it's better. As a dentist, I'm sure that you talk with your patients all the time about how important it is for overall general health to have healthy teeth and gums, because a lot of stuff gets triggered by unhealthy gums that come from having unhealthy teeth, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. No one likes nerve pain. No one likes things that are uncomfortable in their mouth, especially when they're eating. So this is a great product for people to use.
All right, thank you. Nice to have you here. Happy Ice Cream Day, Dr. Nancy Rosen, who's a dentist with some interesting ideas. Food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
About going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea. Under the sea.
I just thought this was an ad for tuna fish. Not so. It's a theme from a very successful children's movie, correct, Amundo?
Mm-hmm.
And now there's another one coming out. Is that it, or what's the story?
They're going to do a live action. So it'll be like the new Beauty and the Beast. They're going to do it instead of animated. It'll be live action. And, yeah, and so it's not without controversy.
Chuck Curry, by the way, is not with us today on Movie Moments, so we'll take up the slack. Victoria, excuse me, you were going to say...
Yeah, some of the casting has had some, which I think is just ridiculous, but the casting of Halle Bailey, not to be confused with Halle Berry,
Berry yeah.
Halle Bailey of Chloe and Halle, she has been cast as Ariel, and that's the lead character, and there was, I don't know why.
She's a better actress than she's a singer.
Well, I don't know, but there's been some backlash about how can there be a black mermaid? It's like, it's, I don't know.
Huh?
Some people, so yeah, there's been, it's been very odd. So, now, on to the better stuff.
Yes.
Terry Crews, who is sort of a fan favorite. Everybody loves Terry Crews. He's everywhere. He's the new host of America's Got Talent. He's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He has actually been taking to his Twitter account because he wants to play Ariel's father, King Triton. And he is a...
voice in the movie. He wants to...
Well, no,
going
it's live action.
Acting,
so,
or is it, oh,
yes.
It is. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So it will be live action. So... he's been campaigning on Twitter, and he has these hilarious pictures where he's photoshopped himself into the movie. And he said, if y'all retweet it enough, maybe it'll happen. And with the hashtag Terry for Triton, and it got over 100,000 retweets and likes. So he's
but Idris Elba wants to be.
And then the Yeah, so someone else mentioned Idris Elba as King Triton, and apparently there is an online push for him to get the part. So it might come down to Terry Crews versus Idris Elba. I think Terry Crews would be so much fun in this, you know, it's a reimagined Little Mermaid movie. It's kind of a different, little bit of a different spin. I think Terry Crews is just, he's so much fun and he's so likable. I think he'd be great in the role. But they're still doing casting and they have not started shooting yet.
All right, here's the new trailer for Maleficent 2. Angelina Jolie is the baddie, and Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. This is, I guess, a picture. They're at each other's throats during the movie. I guess that's what it is. Jolie is supposed to be a baddie, and she looks like a baddie. I was just saying to the ladies off here when I was looking at this trailer, she's so skinny and her jawbones stick out so much. She looks, their cheekbones look like tabletop corners.
Well, that's prosthetics. Yeah, because that's prosthetics that they've done. Yeah, that's how she looked in the first one, too. And that's, yeah, they've added on that stuff to make her look very angular.
Look.
No.
But she looks sinister, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It is a sinister character, but the first movie was great. So
was
I think,
it?
Yeah,
it was supposed to be a kid's movie. Doesn't that kind of stuff scare kids?
I don't think little kids saw it. I don't know. Was it rated G? I'm not even sure, actually, what it was rated. But I enjoyed it. I didn't know the story, but it was really good. And Angelina was really good in it. Elle Fanning is Aurora. She was the lead. She was Sleeping Beauty. So I think the popularity of the first one kind of prompted them to do another one. It made so much money that no one really anticipated. And so
Didn't she direct the first one? This was her production, Angelina Jolie's, wasn't it? I mean, seems to me, if I remember correctly, that she was behind the production.
I think she was a producer, yes. That does sound familiar.
Yeah, right.
But now Michelle Pfeiffer, who looks beautiful, she's joined the new cast, and so she will be Aurora's mother-in-law. So Prince Philip so Aurora's getting married in this one, and so Michelle Pfeiffer will be her new mother-in-law.
Yeah. Even though Michelle Pfeiffer is kind of a skinny babe, I've always thought that she was attractive in a sort of a wholesome way. And I've had the opposite thinking about Angelina Jolie. I always thought she didn't look, when she was in that car, in the movie with Nicolas Cage boosting cars. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Robert Duvall was in it. I think it's called Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yep.
Yeah. it was actually kind of a fun movie. Yeah, because it was back when Nicolas Cage was actually taken seriously as an actor.
Yeah, that's true.
And so
that was kind of the beginning of her career.
Yeah.
She really wasn't a household name then, and she has a small part in that movie, but she went on from there.
Yeah. Well, you can she's up to him, and Robert Duvall is always great. Here's another one of our great, great, great character actors. We're talking about Rip Torn passing away at the age of 88. I think that's how old Duvall is now, as a matter of fact, but one of the great, great character actors that we can be thankful for. It's 59 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.